Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we certainly emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, before we get started right now, a special shout-out to Beverly, and also a special shout-out to John, and to my friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin, who showed up last night, along with Woody, along with Fitz, my spook buddy. And you military guys will know what the word spook means. And, of course, great to see all the different people that showed up last night at the Sarasota Conservative Summit. Had a very good crowd, maximum crowd allowed by the COVID thing. And it was so good to see all our friends and neighbors where I got my start in radio down there. So there you go.
Well, that's very cool, and I'm so glad that so many people were able to come out and see you and Larry Elder and Dr. Gorka, and even Phil Grandy was there, too, I think.
Yeah, he had a number of his, he called them, he says, are there people here from the gang? You know, he does it in that scratchy voice, and there were a number of people that were there, so he was very happy to see that, and we were, too, because it's all good about that.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a good time by all.
All right, now let's see. Al is chiming in because I told him that there was snow north to him, and he's saying my new job is taking me away from sending messages. Let's see here. However, I've only missed one show in the last year. Absolutely love your show, Captain, and your guests. Well, thank you, Al. Now, I want to continue talking about different things that have been going on here. Dr. Fauci came out and made a comment again. I don't know that this is a negative comment, but he did say, well, the president hasn't met with the COVID task force in several months. Really?
Yeah, I find that kind of hard to believe, or that the president is, in other words, that sounds like the president's out of touch and doesn't understand what's happening, that kind of thing. But I highly doubt that. I'm sure the president is briefed and reported to every single day about this most important issue facing our country.
And who was put in charge of the COVID task force?
Who was that?
The Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mike Pence. Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about maybe like the Dr. Birx or Fauci, but no, you're right, Mike Pence. And so what Mike Pence can do as well is you can ask him any question about COVID-19. You can ask him any question about the U.S. collective response to this, and he can cite chapter and verse, you know, till the cows come home, I think.
Now, these guys yesterday, or I'm sorry, these guys, this guy, Bob Alinsky, yesterday was supposed to meet with the Senate, and right away the reporters tried to make it sound like as if, well, he didn't meet with the Senate. Well, you know why, Kyle?
Why's that?
He met with the FBI. He gave him the phones and met with the FBI, and they had a chat with him about the phones and what was on there and what to look for and this, that, and the other. The Senate he'll meet with again, you know, but the first priority was to get to the FBI and get those phones turned in.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, again, the Democrats are showing their real colors here because, for example, and it's maybe apples to oranges a little bit, but you remember there had to be FBI investigations of Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And why, you know, this is so important and we want to make sure. And that was based on the most flimsy of evidence and so forth. This is a guy with actual cell phones, you know, and all this kind
Three
of stuff.
Of them.
Yeah, and can you imagine? And so the Democrats aren't certainly not going to call for any kind of extensive investigation into this because they don't want to know where it goes.
No, you're right. And folks, the National Guard has been called in Louisiana in a run up to the election. Get this, to thwart cyber attacks in Louisiana that seem to be happening right now.
Wow. Well, again, I mean, we're gearing up for a very contentious election. Yes, it is only a few days away, but at the same time, though, it's the aftermath of the election that so many people are worried about, and people are telling me that. They don't know what's going to happen. In other words, something is going to happen on November 3rd, but we just don't know exactly which way it's going to go in terms of the reaction to it all. And if we, again, you know, we were talking about the polls, their suppression polls and so forth. A lot of people are of the mind. In fact, this is actually reflected in one of the polls, I believe. Most people think President Trump's going to be reelected. The big question in most people's minds are, what's going to happen in my community after that happens? Because they are very, very concerned with what they've seen going on all summer long up to this point.
Well, we talked about that last night, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because I've got a bit of an idea as to what is going to happen after Donald Trump gets reelected, and I believe he is going to get reelected. It's just, and by the way, the riots and all that have calmed down right now because it was hurting them at the ballot box. The polling numbers are going backwards. So the Dems told the little bunnies to cool it. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And he was AWOL last night. He wasn't down there in Sarasota because he's up there in New York City. Been up there all week long taking care of some things that he has to take care of. And we appreciate that. Maybe the next time around you'll see Mike Gallagher at one of these events. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And I will tell you that in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Well, here it comes. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 like they did me when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. And you get a lifetime warranty and $100 in your hand right after the service is done. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, including Port Charlotte, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That phone number again, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
Yahoo.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Hang on. We're going to go to the phone lines right away. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Where are you at? Where are you calling me from?
Tallahassee.
All right. What's up?
Yeah. You're talking about Nancy Pelosi a while ago. She's talking about God. God said multiply and replenish the earth. And he likes to fund Planned Parenthood. I don't think they multiply and replenish the earth that way, do you?
No, and did you hear what I said, what she said? I'm going to repeat it for you. The destruction of the oil industry is God's will. Where did that come from?
Yeah, and I heard that. That's what motivated me. Isn't there some way for somebody out in California to get a Bakersfield and have a Baker action?
You know, I would think there would be. I don't know if they have the same regulations. Kyle, what do you think? What goes on in California when somebody goes off their rocker? You live there.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi is going to have to be voted out of office, or we're going to have to take over the House. The Republicans will have to take over, and then she won't be the Speaker any longer. But I'm with Richard. I'd be interested to see, since now Nancy Pelosi has opened this door, would she be interested to find out what the will of God is, as he says in his scripture? I'd be curious about that. She may not want to take that question.
Yeah, and Richard, what's the weather like in Tallahassee tonight?
It's okay.
All right.
Anyway, she's going to have a real problem when Trump gets reelected. She's going to lose it.
Yeah, they're all going to lose it. All right. And Richard, Richard, thank you very much for your call, and keep on listening, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's Richard in Tallahassee. Now, the thing I was thinking about when he said that is we talked about this last night at the Conservative Summit in Sarasota. There's a strong possibility that we could have a landslide victory for Donald Trump. If we do, it's going to have a lot of deep pockets on down the line. It's going to pull a bunch of people along with them. That's what I think. People are going to pull the lever. Well, not pull the lever. We don't do that anymore. But people are going to vote red all the way from the top to the bottom. If it's got an R after it, it's going to get a vote. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think this election cycle, coattails are probably going to be something that we will see a lot of.
Yeah.
And that's because the lockdowns, all the ridiculous stuff from the Democrats, yes, that's right. I think even down to the, you know, to mayors and so forth, we might see some
dog catcher
changes. It's a dog catcher. Yeah, we might see some real changes because people are fed up. They're just fed up
with
nonsense, and they're fed up with the gridlock.
They are. And we talked about that because, again, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, a Harry Kushner, whatever you call yourself, okay, people are not getting the bang for their buck. The politicians are not bringing home the bacon. All these terms that you've heard, all these little phrases, but people just aren't getting their share of the pie. And here we go again with the stimulus, okay? We have no idea, and I think they're working still on the stimulus as we speak right now. I think there's a committee that was left behind to talk about over the weekend, Mnuchin and Nancy and company. I don't know if they will or not. But people are thinking that, you know, we were told we were going to get a stimulus. Nancy's been holding it up. She threw this ridiculous stimulus where they wanted to fund the cities and bring the budgets back and all that sort of stuff. That's not our job at the federal level. The local level has to cut back on stuff that they gave that they can't afford.
But you see, this is exactly, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I think, thinks that the Democrats have America over a barrel.
She thinks they have the upper hand when it comes to this, and they don't. They just don't.
No, they don't, because people are smart, they've smartened up to this, and they realize that in order to get money to them to try to survive the shutdowns, Nancy Pelosi has to extract literally $1 trillion or so to give to somebody else who is a non-COVID problem.
Yeah.
And so again, I think that they see in very, very stark relief, they say, oh my goodness, this is very bad.
Now, we had some sort of discussion in the debate the other night about blacks and let's see, Biden said something to the effect that, well, we released 38,000 blacks from prison. We had prison reform there. Yeah, they did, but a lot of the people that they released came right back to jail now, didn't they?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And
now, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was simply going to say that, again, Biden was spouting off these kinds of things, but yet we're not really hearing anything too much about it.
Now, the imprison rates right now, according to the Department of Justice, when it comes to the blacks and Hispanics, has actually dropped dramatically.
Well, precisely. And again, one of the things that President Trump was talking about was the general idea of success, and that's actually what makes things better. People have more opportunity, and also you know, the whole thing with the crime bill has been, Joe Biden was talking about that, well, it was a mistake and this kind of thing, but it was really a pretty front and center issue back when it was passed, and also it had black leadership support for it at that time.
Now, do you remember the man who sold that couple in San Bernardino that went out and had that massacre with the weapons that they bought from the individual? Remember a guy went out and bought them guns? Because he couldn't get them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, he was sentenced to 20 years in jail.
Wow.
Yesterday, that individual.
Yeah, that's, well, maybe it's a good start. Maybe it should have been more. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because those people, they couldn't get guns legally because of their background and the fact that they tripped all the red flags and whatnot, and he went out and bought them. But, you know, there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, we have been told by the Fed that 39 states saw their economies strengthen during the month of September, and that's a very good thing.
Well, sure it is, because, again, there was nothing wrong with the economy overall pre-COVID, and now that people are getting the glimpses of trying to come out of COVID, they're raring to go, and that's why we're going to see a very, very fast recovery overall. But, again, So many politics are being played here, especially in California. It's causing people to leave the state. It's causing businesses to leave the state. I don't know that San Francisco can ever recover. Some 50% of the small businesses have closed in San Francisco, and they'll be closed for good because the people got a U-Haul trailer and left.
When you're leaving.
Well, you know what, Captain? This is really an interesting thing because among the friends in our orbit, just real briefly, the talk has gone from, well, maybe someday, you know, we should look at leaving California to what are the logistics now of actually leaving California? We're hearing more and more people talk about this because they see the writing on the wall, unless there's some dramatic change and shift.
Yeah. By the way, we just got a clarification from one of our listeners, Johanna, thank you very much, that the PA Supreme Court voted 7-0 to allow ballots with non-matching signatures to be counted.
That is just really, it's just unbelievable. It really, it shows you just how, again, how important it is to vote for your leaders because they are the ones, in many cases, judges are voted in. But, again, this is why participation is so important at every level.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we can't emphasize enough that the situation that we have going on right now requires all hands on deck. And if every person listening to this show right now, every person, were to take one or two people to the polls to have them vote, because there's people out there, believe it or not, Kyle, that have not voted in a long time.
That's right.
We need to get them to vote. That's all there is to it. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. And by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition, as we cruise along in high gear. We're in 13th double over, going over the top of the rock. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better. My vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News.
Now that the final debate is complete, there will be one last push to grab the undecided voters across America for President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden. During his closing remarks, President Trump had this to say about the direction of the country.
The best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country. Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class. Everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Biden pushed clean energy, but almost got personal and said dignity, respect, character, and decency. Said those haven't been things in the White House for the last 4 years. The president has announced a peace deal between Israel and Sudan. The two countries had been at war for decades, and the president believes there will be more peace in the Middle East in the run-up to the election. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And once again, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, that's an all-natural formulated pain reliever and inflammation depressant, which means that if you take it and you got swelling for whatever reason, the swelling is going to go down. Now, I was on my feet quite a lot last night, so, and I was wearing my fancy cowboy boots, my snakeskin boots, the snake lost, I won. And my legs started to swell up, my ankles started to swell up again on my ankles, so I took some Relief Factor, and within 15-20 minutes it stopped, it went back down, the throbbing pain went away and all that stuff, and I was fine. So guess what? Relief Factor can do the same thing for you if you're struggling with arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or pain from just your normal everyday activities. All you got to do is give the 3-week quick start a try. That's where it starts. $19.95 for 3 weeks. You go to my website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's also a link on my home website, the captainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll get to the same place for the same reason. And try the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95, and you will know within 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. If it does, you just stay on it, and you order it, and you take it when you need it, or you take it on a regular basis, whatever the situation might happen to be, and you'll know what I know. It works for me. Been taking it for about 5 years. Non-narcotic, all-natural, great stuff. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, to say that we're taxed enough already is the understatement of the year, right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, wait till you hear this one. The IRS has resumed balance due notices after the virus mail backlog ended. So now they're going after the money that they're owed again, instead of giving you this reprieve or this extension or length of time where you weren't being bothered.
Well, that's right. And, of course, as everybody knows, tax day was moved back during 2020 for just that reason. But, of course, now if that period has ended and people still owe, I think the best advice we could give them, Captain, with while we're not tax advisors, obviously, but one of the best advice is to communicate. You know, that's the thing. Don't just wait for more notices to show up or go talk to your accounting professional, but get in the game and try to get something worked out so that it doesn't get bad for you. That's the best advice I think we could give everybody.
Okay. By the way, the presidential debate host, Ms. Welker, said that being able to listen was the key to the success of the debate the other night.
Well, that's right. Yeah, she says she just kept saying to herself, "Listen and be present," basically. But here's an interesting thing, though, Captain, because she was listening. Because when President Trump said to Joe Biden, "said Are you going to close down the oil industry?" and then Biden began to respond, and he said, "Well, I would phase out, phase it all out." And Welker turned to Biden and very, very authoritatively said, "Why would you do that?" Right?
Yeah.
And so, and then suddenly that became not just a question that President Trump had fired off at Biden, but now it became, this is the topic we're talking about now. And I thought that was a major turning point. And I agree with President Trump wholeheartedly. That was a big statement from Joe Biden.
They're still talking about.
I mean, it has reverberated, and they're out there trying to fix it on Friday. You know, they're trying to fix it as best they can, and they're not going to be very, very successful at that, Captain, because everybody heard what Biden said. It rings true with everything about the Green New Deal. It rings true with everything about trying to, again, I mean, why would we want to make our country now no longer energy independent, have to depend on countries that hate us, send them, money to make them rich beyond the dreams of avarice? I mean, somebody try to explain that to me. President Trump has done exactly the right thing.
Yeah. Now, a Biden election could effectively kill the 401k tax benefit for millions, because it's a well-known fact for years the Democrats have been trying to figure out a way to get to the 401k money and put everybody in a one-size-fits-all retirement plan.
Well, sure. Well, they want to do that to your health care.
That money so they can take it to balance some of the things that they've got upside down and backwards that are never going to be balanced.
Well, sure, but we see a pattern developing here. You can't have anything that's sort of your thing, your private thing, your private health care. You have a retirement account. In other words, you can direct your dollars to do the thing it's supposed to do for your life much better than the government ever could. And, again, it's sort of this vision that they evidently have about just controlling every single aspect of your life. But you and I, Captain, we trust the American people. But the far left, they don't. They want to rule over the American people.
Yeah, I believe the American people can make the right decision. I don't think that we're over the hill yet when it comes to that. By the way, Alaska and the wildlife refuge, it's been talked about for years. They wanted to go in there and start drilling for oil because there's a lot of oil there. Right now, seismic oil tests are going on in the Alaska Wildlife Refuge, and the goody two-shoe folks are going absolutely ballistic.
Now, are we talking about the ANWR, basically?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay, so what's going on there, for example, if you could drill for oil and drill, and by the way, the oil companies have a real interest,
sure,
in doing it safely and doing it cleanly.
Sure.
But if it's an oil well that's 5,000 feet down below the ocean, that might as well be on the moon. And we saw exactly what happened back when it was in the Gulf, I believe, where the oil well went. They had to try to cap it. But that's something that might as well be on the moon for as quickly and easily as we could get to it to fix it. But if it's above ground, hey, we might have a real fighting chance at doing it in an environmentally safe way.
Yeah. Now, China has once again reared their ugly head, and they have threatened to retaliate against Taiwan if the United States, in fact, sells them arms and aircraft for their Air Force. They want some of our F-35s.
You know, Captain, I'm going to go right back to Joe Biden's statement last night in the debate, where he said, well, we were real friends with Hitler, had a great relationship with him before he invaded Europe. Well, no, weren't we supporting those who were trying to fight against Hitler by arming them, right?
We were. And
that's right. So
try the United Kingdom, England.
Exactly
and
right.
France.
The Lend-Lease program, all that stuff. But here's the similar kind of thing. We are going to help those who are going to be under possible invasion or attack.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, and so that will could sound.
And when he said that, the way he said that, that's just another sign that his mind is not operating properly.
Exactly. Maybe just for the benefit of the doubt, maybe he was thinking about Neville Chamberlain with the famous Peace in Our Time. You know, here's my piece of paper.
Well,
but we
in no way gave any military help at all to the Germans.
No, of course not.
Not ever.
No, of course not. But I think he was mixing all.
Now, after they got beat in World War II, we helped them out a little bit. But no, not during in the 1930s and 40s. No way.
No, but here for China, well, of course China's going to be mad because they consider Taiwan to be a renegade, province. Basically, they don't see it as being an independent nation.
You remember the Berlin Airlift and all that?
That's right.
Remember studying it in school? I do. I don't remember it, but I remember studying it in school.
Yeah.
They had actually disbanded the German army, which is why they had all those different zones there, and they had American forces over here, French over there, Canadian over there, English over there, that sort of thing.
Well, exactly right. And this again. Because we're always going to be on the side of people who are going to fight against oppression or communism in that case, and that's where we're going to go.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Well, exactly right. Now, could this help to sour some of our relationship with China? Well, I'm sure to some degree it would. But see, Joe Biden's not going to have the guts, let's say, to stand up and actually do stuff like that. Especially given what we know. But President Trump, he can walk and chew gum at the same time. He can say, I'm going to be tough over here, but we're going to try and get a trade deal over here. And, he's the man to do that, not Joe Biden, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I was just thinking out loud here when the president said, I don't make money from China, Joe, you do. I don't make money from Ukraine, Joe, you do. I don't make money from Russia, Joe. You made $3.5 million. You owe an explanation to the American people. And they're still trying to figure out how to answer that.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with our Truckers Highway Bible Report again. We'll look and see if anything has changed out there in the Rockies and where the storm is moving. It is moving to the east very slowly. And we'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. Coming right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, at the Double D Ranch. Not quite time for her to get out of bed yet. It'll be next hour. And then she goes out and takes care of the horses and all that good stuff. But this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see the sign, pull on in, find out what they're all about, enjoy some of the great food they got there, enjoy a nice hot shower, enjoy the opportunity to do your laundry, take a break, etc., etc. And remember, join the Drivers Club. Get you a bunch of points, and make sure that you start taking advantage of that, too. So, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report rolls on to this music.
Yeah!
AC/DC modernizing it up there. That's called a shot in the dark. And I'll tell you what, those good old boys, they can get it on down the road when they need to. How about it, Kyle?
Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah, that just sounds great. It really does. And, you know, that's sounds like vintage AC/DC, but that was recorded just recently. It was finished in 2019, but released just now. And, you know, they still got it.
Yeah, and they're putting together a tour. They're going to go back out on tour again. They're getting a group together, and away they go, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, can't wait to see what that's going to be all about and come into a city near you. Well, folks, here we go. I'm going to read the statement and then turn it over to Kyle. Heavy snow for the Northern Rockies and Northern Plains, and again, a critical fire weather conditions for parts of the West. I'm going to read the statement, the weather statement. It says a storm system will bring heavy snow and gusty winds from the Northern Rockies to the Northern Plains this weekend. Now, if you're on I-90, if you're on I-94, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-70, if you're on I-15, you are going to be running into some foul weather, depending on the states that we're going to tell you about here in a minute. Also, bitterly cold temperature, wind chill factors now in some of the areas in the Rockies in the below zero range. So be careful. Get your fuel right before you get anywhere near there. Now, meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will result in critical fire weather conditions over parts of California and the Four Corners region, and a cold front in the east. It's going to bring scattered showers, possibly some rain or possibly some snow flurries in the higher elevations, and storms with cooler temperatures for the Northeast all weekend long. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, that storm system is coming through, and a lot of Montana got a lot of snow on Friday, and it's going to continue into Saturday, we understand. And so if you're traveling up I-15 through Butte, Helena, Great Falls, you're, of course, under a winter storm warning. You've also got a blizzard warning in that area, and that includes 4th of July pass there, so you definitely want to be careful there. Taking a look at some of these temperatures, Great Falls, Montana at 15 degrees, snowing. Butte, Montana, 29 and snowing. Billings, 26 and snowing. And Missoula, 28 and snowing. And so basically we've seen seeing a lot of the white stuff all over Montana. Now, as we head down into Idaho, we continue with winter weather advisories. We've got a wind advisory around Pocatello, Idaho, extending almost all the way up to Idaho Falls. And so you got to be careful there coming down the 15 and going across I-84. The winter weather advisor dips down into Wyoming through Casper. We've also got high wind warning, by the way, in Laramie tonight. Laramie clocking in at 32 degrees right now, and that continues on I-80 as you head towards Elk Mountain. Down in Colorado, we've got fire weather warnings, air quality issues because of the wildfires, but also a winter storm watch also near Aspen, of course, encompassing that as you travel across I-70 and near Parachute. You still got snow there as well, and lots of it, we understand. And as we go down through into New Mexico, wind advisory as you travel down I-25. Out in California, looks like we might have a Santa Ana wind event coming up this weekend. That's in the Inland Empire, Orange County areas. Gusts could be up to 50 miles an hour in some cases. Freeze watch near Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you're coming through Cajon Pass, you should have smooth sailing with 61 degrees and 4 miles an hour of wind.
Okay, well, we'll finish it off here because Rapid City, South Dakota, out east all the way into the southern part of Minnesota, you've got a winter storm warning, and you've got snow, general snow, all the way across over into their northwestern corner of Iowa. You got snow tonight coming across Nebraska, all the way across Nebraska. You've got a winter storm watch, and you've got a winter storm warning in the central part of Nebraska, just north of a little bit of where Al is at right now. And then where it's not snowing, you've got a freeze warning
not watch, freeze warning for the southwestern corner of Iowa, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, most of Kansas, about half of Missouri right now, and also that freeze warning continues for about half of Oklahoma, including Amarillo, and all the way down through Lubbock, down to Midland, Texas tonight. You have a freeze warning. Eastern part of New Mexico tonight, you got some high winds, got a little bit of rain on the east side of Lake Michigan, in Michigan. And other than that, that's about the size of it. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We sure do appreciate him and all the great work he does for us. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, I don't know what's going on with Judge Sullivan and Mike Flynn. Do you?
Yes.
Well, 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 well.
He did something. He did something very strange. He went back to Judge Sullivan went back to the Department of Justice, and he issued an edict. He issued an order that said, "You need to certify the evidence." Changes, the documents, the testimonies, and the statements for all things that have been submitted, by the government, to the court. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's not forget that, the FBI changed some documents. Remember that? And
yeah.
302s? And the FBI works for the Department of Justice. So what I think Judge Sullivan is doing here is saying, you know, you're asking me to rule on a case where the government has admitted wrongdoing. So it's a very, very peculiar thing. I haven't read the whole order, but how complex that would necessarily be, it could be really quite revealing. Because let's not forget how many things in the Flynn case had changed, including exculpatory evidence that came, much later. After the case was necessarily decided, and then when the Department of Justice asked for the case to be dropped, so it's a mess. Now, why he's doing this, I don't know. Is he covering for something, or is it still a vendetta, or is it showing the incompetence of government?
All right.
It's hard to tell.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have a lot more stuff to talk about. And by the way, we are going to get into, again, the laptop. Because the laptop has now become the cell phones. And the FBI is interjected in that right now. I don't know if we can trust Christopher Wray. We'll get into that discussion, too, as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Weekend edition with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Do not go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.